Thank you and good morning. The city of Eureka announced on Wednesday that a new police chief has been named and he could take his position on November 4th. City Manager Bill Panos has recommended that the city hire Andrew Mills, and the city council is expected to approve the recommendation at its October 1st meeting. Mills comes to Eureka from the San Diego Police Department, where he is the commander of that department's Western Division, which covers more than 140,000 residents, the city's airport, and major business districts. Mills has been recognized for his work dealing with homeless issues, mental health programs, and reforming his command's neighborhood watch groups. Mills was previously the San Diego Police Department's Eastern Division commander, with a focus on gang and drug violence. Mayor Frank Yeager applauded the selection, noting Mills' experience and how well it translates to the issues the city of Eureka is facing when it comes to crime, mental health, and community policing. The Coastal Commission continues its meeting today and will discuss whether or not plans for improvements to the safety corridor on Highway 101 are consistent with the Coastal Act. Coastal Commission staff have raised questions and proposed three conditions that must be met before they approve the project. While two of those conditions regarding a bay trail and wetlands mitigation have been agreed to, a recommendation to install a traffic light is facing opposition from Caltrans, as Supervisor Mark Lovelace explains.
The staging necessary, as traffic kind of backs up at a stoplight, you need to have more lanes to accommodate it so that it can move from that stoplight, which would mean they'd have to broaden the road at those locations to three lanes each direction, which would end up in even more wetlands take than the interchange that's being proposed.
Supervisors Lovelace and Virginia Bass will represent the county at the meeting, and they are encouraged by the fact that the Coastal Commission has approved more than 95% of projects brought before it. A traffic collision at the intersection of 5th and R Streets in Eureka on Wednesday afternoon tied up traffic for drivers heading out of town and resulted in one man suffering slight injuries and another man being taken to the hospital for treatment of his injuries. Eureka police learned that 63-year-old motorcycle rider Michael Zeback of Eureka was headed east on 5th when 52-year-old John Josie of Eureka ran into traffic lanes directly into his path. Zeback managed to lay his bike down in an effort to avoid Josie, but the two collided and Josie was injured. He was also severely intoxicated with a blood alcohol level nearly four times the legal limit of a DUI driver. Josie was also on probation for public intoxication, with a condition that he abstain from consuming alcohol. And Arcata police arrested 32-year-old Arcata resident Cody Sides on Wednesday after responding to a report of an altercation on Hidden Creek Road. When officers arrived, they found the victim of a car theft had spotted Sides and chased him down while Sides tried to flee with the victim's belongings. A search of Sides' vehicle turned up items related to a separate car burglary, and he was arrested and booked on grand theft and possession of stolen property charges. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What is it, Biscuit? You hurt? I knew this load was too heavy. All these laptop computers. Time was when a feller could carry mail and newspapers, like the McKinleyville Press. Yeah, online news is okay, but nothing beats the feel of a newspaper in your hands. Sitting on the front porch, taking the time to look it over front and back. Subscribe now to the McKinleyville Press, 839-0795. McKinleyvillePress.com, local news worth printing. Come on, Biscuit, let's get you a shoe.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The impacts of the recession can be felt throughout the state of California, and it has hit rural communities especially hard. School enrollment numbers are dropping in the sparsely populated areas, resulting in a decline of funds provided by the state. County Superintendent of Schools Gary Eagles has seen that decline as it's happened over the past few years.
I can say the one pattern that does tend to be holding a little more steady is that some of our more remote community are the ones who are tending to have, again, some shrinkage.
Eagles pointed out that the trend is not specific to Humboldt County.
And this trend actually would not be necessarily novel for Humboldt County. It's been reported to me in the state that there are more folks moving back into the more urbanized suburban areas out of the rural communities. Obviously, I think that is a leftover issue of the economy, and that has not changed.
With a greater number of people moving into areas with larger populations, the future of educational funding in rural communities remains uncertain. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.